once every few years at most, I am flabbergasted by some actor that I've never seen before. As I was watching Fun Home by Cindy Lucas, who is this 11-year-old girl who plays the little Allison, let's listen to a little bit of a recording of Cindy Lucas from Fun Home singing one of her songs.
I don't know where you came from. I wish I did. I feel so dumb. I feel your swagger and your bearing and just right clothes you're wearing, your short hair and your dungarees and your lace-up boots and your keys. Oh, your ring of keys.
And what you really don't get from that is what a great actor she is, in addition, and how much she does not seem like a horrible, precocious little showbiz kid. First of all, what is it like writing for somebody that young, which you've done before, but does that require a different head?
I think that just in terms of the craft of someone that young, I mean, she's a savant, and there are a couple kids that I've met and worked with like Sydney. What Sydney's able to do, which is wonderful, and I hope she retains it, is she has a fearlessness of language. She will go inside and outside of a moment, and she's not hard on herself. She doesn't judge. She doesn't lie about it. She has such facility to do that, and it's amazing. I think certainly language in a young actor can't be as dense. The range is different. You know, you can't be too low because it's just not who they are.
Yeah.
And I think they have a tender part in their upper range. But I think the beats have to be really clear. That said, most kids I know are wiser than I've ever given them credit for. And they also understand detail, you know, in an incredible degree. They can always find Waldo in the painting.
Yes. But when you find this exceptional creature and however she came to be part of this show, did you go, oh, my God, and did it affect the way you created the character and wrote the music?
Yeah, I think what I think the fun of doing a show is being all together. It's sort of like being on a crew. There's someone who yells holler, and that's the director, and Lisa and I are sometimes in the back and sometimes in the front, and then you just put your head down and row together. And if you're not on that same rhythm, I think it shows up on the stage. We work all together. It's not a democracy, but it functions in a democratic way. And I was really interested with what Sydney thought. She's a really interesting person. She has 83 pairs of sneakers because her feet won't grow, and she's got a really funny outlook on life. And I depend on that as an actor to get clues about what we should do.